You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs. Guys We Fucked. The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut-shaming podcast coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs in New York City. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
And try really hard to tell us apart. Even our own friends and family can't.
I'm Christina. Maybe I could talk like this.
Oh, we'll try. We'll keep trying.
If you ever hear a wacky voice, that's always me.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to begin.
Shit got racial, apparently.
Apparently.
And let me tell you something. That all of the people who wrote us and commented on SoundCloud and emailed us,
mm-hmm.
we read them all. Mm-hmm. I appreciate when people tell us what they think. I think
that's
like
great.
That.
We love it. It's an open conversation.
Don't ever go to a fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
That's my advice to you. Because let me tell you something. White comics, black comics, Asian comics, Indian comics, one of our jobs is to make fun of people based on their race.
Yeah, and I wasn't even making fun of anybody. I mean, I was
of anybody.
It was like a slight joke. And the thing is, I am very much of the Kathy Griffin school of never apologizing for a joke. I mean, she did that thing where she said Dakota Fanning was imprisoned. Is that what she said? Something? Or no, in rehab. She said she went on the red carpet and said Dakota Fanning is in rehab. Do you have anything you want to say to her? And she was interviewing celebrities, and most celebrities are not idiots, so they knew it was a number one clue that was a joke is that it's Kathy Griffin
right.
asking you the question.
Right.
But some people, I think like Steven Spielberg was one of them, were outraged.
Are you serious?
Outraged. How could she
Jesus
do this?
Christ.
And this is what we have become, America. This is what we have become.
Get the stick out of your ass.
It's just not even that. It's just like everything is
so sensitive, but the thing is,
hypersensitive.
Here's the thing I'm realizing: people love being the hero,
mm-hmm,
and they
mm-hmm.
love crying racism. A lot of it's white guilt. I mean, some of the people who wrote
us
about
white
this
guilt.
Were black people.
Oh yeah, of course.
And some of them were white people, and it was just either black or white. And Corinne, you were pointing out earlier, like if we said something bad about an Asian person or made fun of an Indian person, no one would give a shit.
Oh no, and it's so funny. I have actually something to go along with this. Another person who has a podcast on the network, Yamanika, she had a status up the other day, and you know what? I fucking love Yamanika because she always says what she feels. Rantin' and Raven.
Rantin' and Raven. That's a great podcast.
And she put up a status the other day on Facebook, and it was just amazing. And I'm going to read it as soon as my phone can pull it up. But basically, she was asking. She said, "Yo, to my Indian friends," and she's like, "You know, not to be racist, but what's with all the coughing and the sneezing up on the subway?" Which, as you know, of course,
do
is kind
Indian
of
people cough more. I didn't know that.
No, well, you know, on the subway. For those of you who don't know, live in New York City, I will say many times it is people of Asian descent who are less careful with their bodily functions
right.
on the subway.
There's walls.
This is
around
not
their bodily functions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we haven't done research on this.
It's purely observational comedy, guys.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of emails from all those Asian listeners.
And all the other thing is, I was talking to Steven about it. I'm like, I describe you all the time to people as like the whitest person I've ever met. Like,
right.
my boyfriend is the whitest, nerdiest, most adorable man in the world. And
it's very white.
Very white.
Yeah.
But like when we say stereotypical white guy,
right.
I kind of people like nerdy, thick black glasses. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
And also we were also talking about the type of man we're attracted to.
Well, that
we're
was
not saying we're not we weren't talking about who's better than who. We're
right.
talking in the context of who we're attracted to.
And or what is right and wrong. And I have a real problem with people who act like stereotypes aren't based in truth
right.
and shouldn't be used. I'm not saying that you should have preconceived notions about any group of people upon meeting them. But that being said, a lot of shit is true. Okay.
Yeah.
And I actually spent it's not that I'm just like brushing this aside and saying, oh, I was definitely right. But it really bothered me. I number one, when I say something crazy, I usually know I'm saying something crazy. When I said last week, it did not even like cross my mind for a moment that I had said anything inappropriate. And then all of a sudden we started getting all these SoundCloud comments. This, you know, the first was an email saying a listener had stopped listening because he was so offended. And I was like,
that offends you?
And also I was just like, what the I was like,
what?
Did I
listen to a podcast called Guys We Fuck?
And I was also like, what, did I go into an alternate universe for a moment? And so I was like, sometimes, you know, I'm tired, whatever, I don't know. And it was bothering me. It was actually
I couldn't fall asleep.
So then I went back and listened to the podcast to see exactly what I said. And I mean, I wrote it down. I described the person who I had sex with as like, I was like, yeah, he was like a real black guy. Number one, the tone in my voice, obviously I wasn't like, this was a real black person. I didn't say it like that. Assholes. I said he was basketball player height. I mean, come on. Chelsea Handler has said way worse. I said something like he was pretty black. He doesn't act black enough, but he was acting black enough that weekend. And then I said, I described it as, to go into detail, I said, I prefer black people who act more thuggish. That's what I said.
Sexual, like for your preference.
That I am sexually attracted, yes, to black people with that thug mentality. I'm not saying, yeah, like, not like crazy gonna.
We're not saying you, if you're not actually black, if you don't act like that. That is not what we're saying at all.
I mean, look in the mirror. You should, that's a pretty easy one to tell.
Are you black or are you
that's
not?
Like, but it's, I feel like Indian? The same people who make a huge stink about this kind of stuff are the same people who'd be outside picketing Lego because they made the girl Legos pink and the boy Legos blue.
Well,
I understand that we don't want to pigeonhole people. I understand that we should all be making our own choices about who we are. Blah blah blah. Girls don't have to stay in the kitchen. The girl can work in the car shop. We get it. But stereotypically, girls like pink and boys like blue when they are young. And we're going to have to fucking deal with that, as suffocated as we might feel. And then people went on to say, oh, but you guys are talking on the podcast about how we should all love one another. Number one, Christina and I never said that. Especially me. I don't think there's ever been a podcast where I have said love everybody.
We say respect people. Don't shit on people because they don't do what you think they should do.
And I have I think very few people can actually say that. I've never fucking treated someone badly because they were black.
No.
I have treated black people poorly. I have treated white people poorly. I've treated gay, straight people, but never because they were black.
Right.
Probably because they were a piece of shit, as most people are.
One of the SoundCloud commenters, he said, funny as always, the whole black thing. I get what you're saying, but like, your mission is to liberate women and sexual freedom. Some of us have been fighting not to be the stereotypical black person. Love listening. Can we get pussy pics to start trending? Well, I don't know. I'm not giving you a pussy pic.
And also, I mean, that comment in and of itself...
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what we said is not, you're the stereotypical black man. With like the context, I went back and listened to it. I'm like, oh, you just like guys who are in your mind stereotypically black, which entails being thuggish.
Yeah. I said to this person,
who's actually on the podcast, enough.
I was like, oh yeah, I wrote a joke about you. Because he's been into me for a while, and I wrote a joke about you that said, I would like you if you were blacker. And he thought it was funny. Like, I mean,
we're comedians.
Because it's, I was
he knows we're not
joking,
racist,
but also not joking. Well, and also, I think the whole thing, people get very sensitive. It's the black white thing is still the thing that we're so super sensitive about. And to me, I say, like, if you said act whiter, no one would give a shit, because that's just like, that would be kind of like funny or comical. But I think the reason why people get so up in arms about this blacker thing is because there is this innate negative connotation with the word black. And I'm not putting that negative connotation on it. If you're reacting like madly, you're putting the negative on. By you reacting like that, you're saying, you're giving black the bad connotation. When I say act blacker, I don't think of that as a negative thing. I think of it as a super positive thing.
I do too.
Like a sexy thing. So, and all, like, it's just like in general, like it's my prerogative what I like. So
yeah,
everyone can calm the fuck down.
And just, well, should I read Terrence's email?
Yeah, let's read some emails. We're going to really dive into this.
This is the first email that we got, and I was like, all right, you're not understanding what we meant. This guy, Terrence, he says, I realize you don't care, as you literally said as much, but I did not appreciate you generalizing all black people as being thugs and looking down upon black people who just behave as any person would. Black people, just like any other group of people, are not and do not exist as a monolith. We are individuals, each with our own identity, but it would seem you don't care to understand that and thought, let's make it a point to share our terrible stereotyping with our listening audience. I have greatly appreciated your show. I support the ideas both sex positively and women not being belittled or shamed for being forthcoming about their desire to be sexual beings. How unfortunate that it had to be served up with a side of racism. I will miss hearing you each week and wish you continued success, as your message of sex positivity should be continued to be spread. Okay, first of all, we do not think all black people are one type of person. I know, I don't want to go in that. I have black friends.
But yeah.
I'm not a fucking retard. I know that they're not.
Christina, now the retards are going
to
be
right. God damn it. I'm not. I want to ask you to cut that.
If only they could.
Couldn't.
Oh, please. That was Corinne. I'm taking credit for that. Lighten the fuck up,
oh, you
everybody.
Guys, we're joking about our vaginas, okay? You can joke about some stuff.
Well, the thing is, it's just like we're
taking our issues and using humor. This podcast was intended. We want to talk about sex, honestly, and we want to be funny. That was our only goal. And by using humor to talk about our struggle, it worked.
And I think the thing is that this podcast was started as a comedic and sexual podcast, and it has become quite quickly a bigger deal.
Because this conversation needs to be happening all over the world.
But keep in mind, guys, that's not the podcast we started. So it's the audience that's turning it into this. So Christina and I need to come like, we're on a mission, and we're going to fucking change everyone. We're just talking openly about something that we think is important, and it has become something bigger, okay? We're just doing comedy over here. I don't know what everyone else is.
We want to make you laugh. We'll make you feel better.
Well, and I think we've discussed this earlier, how it was important to us because a lot of people who are talking about feminist issues have, you know, they're the kind of people who say herstory and they don't wear bras and they don't shave their vaginas.
And they don't have a sense of humor
and
about
that's
this shit.
Fine if you don't want to shave your vagina. But just as in the same way as if someone says the word slut, we don't fucking lose our minds and start burning things. Like, That's the same way we would expect all our listeners to, you know, treat all their racists. And I think people will be less racist if there wasn't a 90-hour debate every time someone, you know, referred to something black and didn't capitalize the B. Like, you're making a huge issue that makes it so irritating for everyone to have to deal with. And I'm like, I'm not saying that black people aren't going through a struggle. Women are going through a struggle right now. Gay people are going through a struggle. We're all going through a fucking
Everyone's
struggle.
Fucking
We're
struggling.
All struggling, except for the white man. White man.
Straight white man. I always tell Steve, I'm like, oh, you straight white man. You have nothing. He's always like, dude, I have struggles.
Right, and that's that's like a more of a personal struggle, not like you're in your culture.
Of course.
And it's like, and also like, black people and white people are different, okay? Yeah. There is a song called Different Worlds by Dan Byrne, who I will mention every... And it's so... And it's great. Just the same as women and men are different.
Oh, they're so different.
All sometimes, human beings aren't different.
Sometimes I wonder if men and women were supposed to be in relationships.
Yeah.
Because we're so fucking different.
And we're all not created equal. I'm sorry. If you're born a prince and I'm born in Union, New Jersey, that's right out of the
you're
gates.
Different.
The prince is ahead of me.
Yes.
Okay, he's ahead. And that since I was a little kid, the I have a dream speech bothered me because I was like,
really?
We're not all
we're
created
not.
Equal.
Oh, right. Well, like, that's a pipe
we're
dream.
We're not. It is.
But he, well.
I see where you were going.
Martin.
MJK.
Jesus
Christ. MLK. What did I say? MJK. What am I talking about? Michael Jackson? Oh, God.
Well, yeah, but I like, but Martin Luther King, oh, jeez, now we're really getting into it. He fucking fought.
Oh, no. Oh, we talked about Martin Luther King Jr. already, you know.
But he fucking fought for something that everyone didn't have the balls to fight for so openly.
Mm-hmm.
It cost him his life.
Yeah.
But he was a crusader.
Yeah. Well, and also after we had this, the whole discussion and the backlash last week, I was at a comedy show actually here at Stand Up New York Labs, and a comic, Chloe Hillier, she was doing a set. And
love Chloe.
In the set, she was talking about a situation in which she goes, you know, like, I'm black, but I'm not like that black. I'm not like black because she grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, and she has a more, I don't know what fuck word you want me to use, conservative, not wearing a sweater. What, I don't know what you want me to say that you're not going to.
So she can say that about herself, mm-hmm. but we're not allowed to say that about her, even though she recognizes that is true. I mean, she obviously doesn't give a shit because she's a comedian. I mean,
I'm not going around dropping the N-bomb. No. And even the fact that that's the only word that we can't say. We can say cunt. We can say bitch, whatever. You know, it's just like it's we're still just so super sensitive to the white black thing. And that's fine. I mean,
it's just, I get it. I was talking to Corinne earlier about we can get into this when Mike comes on, but
yeah.
The documentary, The House I Live In,
mm-hmm.
all about how drug laws became a thing to basically fight down minorities and keep them in prison.
Right.
Because Chinese people came over. It started with opium was one of the first drugs to be illegal because the Chinese people who came over to work on the railroads started smoking opium and everyone was like, we don't like them. We're going to imprison them. And the thing is, the first person, I was looking up some facts, the first person who was ever the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, the first person who was the head of that in 1930, was appointed to basically do the war on drugs, was an outright racist.
Yeah.
He said, he has a quote that says there are 100,000, this is in 1930, there are 100,000 total marijuana smokers in the U.S. and most are African American, Hispanic, Filipino, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana use. Like, drug laws, It's described in this movie, The House I Live In, which you can watch on Netflix, is like a slow Holocaust.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
Holocaust obviously was all had to do with race. It had to do with Jewish people. It had to do with the execution of a race.
Right.
This is, if you take a fucking step back, a slow Holocaust of lower classes, of minorities. Most of the people in prison for drugs are minorities, but most of the people who do drugs, it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely. Shit is... I mean, it's like, I don't know when the fuck it's going to go away, but it's going to take a while.
Oh, and I completely agree with the fact that things are...
That's the thing. We're aware of this.
The things in this country are definitely not against minorities are not the people in favor. I get it. I live in Harlem. There really isn't any healthy food to eat in my neighborhood, okay? It is plowed last when there's a snowstorm. I get it. I'm seeing it. I know what's going on. It's not right. But us sitting here at the podcast table saying that I like to fuck a guy who sometimes wears his hat backwards, his jeans low, and listens to rap music is not the problem.
Right.
And that's that. And we're going to discuss this more with our guests. Is there anything else we want to read comment-wise?
Yeah.
Read some comments.
Fun SoundCloud listeners. Lauren Royale says, I had a boyfriend whose semen smelled like chlorine. Is that weird? It's a little weird, Lauren. I don't know if chlorine is the way it's supposed to smell, but...
Jasmine Rose Hilaire, she says, hi, Christina and Corinne. I am a big fan of the show, and I think you chicks are pretty cool. I love the, quote, messages you put out. I used to call girls hoes and sluts all the time, but not anymore. I have learned that they just like fucking and sucking dick. That's cool, I guess. I have also learned that I am a very sexual person. I love being touched and having a guy close up behind me. Also, I get turned on by your voices. Sexy as hell. Cool. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thanks, Jasmine.
That's very nice of you. And I'm also super glad that you stopped calling girls hoes and sluts.
Yeah.
It starts with you guys. It starts with you.
So we're going to bring on Mike.
Yeah.
Who was the gentleman we were talking about, the exact guy we were talking about the last episode.
Yeah. And he's going to, he's awesome and he's very attractive and he's black. So let's bring him on.
So he'll weigh in on this, guys. Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that Bondi, check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? All right, guys, we have Mike joining us today. And I was just telling him how I really want to learn to beatbox.
And Mike, like a black man on the subway, can't stop listening to his music on his phone. All right, guys?
Actually, I just have headphones on. These are your headphones. These are my headphones in my hand. I was rocking to the sweet sounds of this beatboxing going on over here.
Well, I was trying. This is it. This is all I got. That's it. That's all
you have?
Sounds yeah, like and I almost paid someone to teach me, and Mike was like, You're that's, so white.
It's the whitest thing.
The whitest thing.
It's the whitest thing ever. Oh my God, like I really would learn how to beatbox one day.
So if anyone is white and offended, please send us a letter about how offended you were over that comment.
Did you hear what we said? You heard what we said the last podcast, last episode?
He's never listened to an episode, let's be honest.
No, I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of any of it, really.
Why not?
I think, why not? I mean, I am. I had this whole conversation with Corinne about the whole polygamy, but like open relationships and whatnot.
Polygamy, that's a way different thing.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Polygamy's like 12 wives. That's a white person thing,
yeah.
Right? Is
yeah,
polygamy a white
that's
people
a,
thing?
Well, because it's a Mormon thing, and there are very few black Mormons.
No, black people do that. We just don't get married. We have many wifeies at one time.
Again, so like, where can we tweet the hate at Yo Mike Brown?
Yeah, just not Mike Brown, but Yo Mike Brown.
Yo Mike Yo Brown. Mike Brown. How urban.
How urban. I know. I'm trying to hit all demographics. It's going to be, what's up, nigga Mike Brown? Yo Mike Brown is to make sure I get that Disney money eventually.
Yeah. And he delete the other account accordingly, whatever goes first.
No, I know. That's the joke. Everyone's like, whatever. I'm like, it says the word cunt on my website. Yeah. Like, I'm not... I'm not really
trying to keep it PC.
I'm not concerned.
But she was telling you, so one of the jokes is like, mm-hmm. You're black, but you're not like that black.
Yeah.
In terms of being sexually attracted to you, but then she is sexually attracted to you. You're very sexually attractive.
Oh, thank you. I'm not black enough, so.
No, you are. That's why you finally went over the edge.
Oh, because of the sexual...
you were being, you know what? The thing was you were being, initially you were being too like, emo, like
this is the thing.
Showing your feelings.
I was like, hey, I like you as a person, let's hang. And she's like, that's weird. I'm like, well, let's let's do something.
You want to talk to me? No,
yeah,
I'm not
you
doing that.
Like, cause I'm like a person. Like, if I'm gonna like link up with somebody, I just don't like fucking. You know what I mean?
Like, right. I'll like to know the person.
Yeah, I like to be like, all right, let me know what I'm getting into. One of the things,
literally.
Yeah, I want to know. My dad was more worried about me having babies than like STDs at one point, because he was like, you know, you can have this STD or whatever and you can just deal with that shit by yourself,
right?
But like if you bring somebody else into the world by mistake,
that's a joint effort
and whatnot. And it scared me because like he's not married to my mom, so like I'm like, oh, is that like a me story?
An example.
Yeah.
Is that an example?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? But so that's like a thing. So like if I've ever been with anybody, there's a very like connection, like, oh no, I know this girl, she's cool, I can dig with her. We might not be like a thing,
right?
But
you can hang with her.
We got our vibe and we're cool and we're good and all that.
Well, you know that I don't want to have babies, so you're safe, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
safe, totally.
So that was
safe.
What
that
we
works.
Need. That's what we just needed to get.
Yeah, I
so
mean,
that's what was needed to be clear out.
Yeah,
and make sure
he was
get
like,
a
oh my god, he might
smushin.
Be a good father. I'm so turned off right now. It's like, oh, I don't want to have babies.
Oh, I didn't care about the father thing. I cared about
emotions. That's weird.
You're very emotional, and it was a lot.
I'm emotionally available.
I like that you're in touch with your.
There was a lot of texting about feelings.
There was
like
a fear.
What?
What did he feel? Can you
I
have
Facebook
that.
Messages?
What kind of what was I saying? Was I emo? Did emojis? Probably smiling. They're not like
I
crying
love
emojis.
Emojis.
I love emojis. Too.
Maybe you two are more fit to be together. What?
Imagine the emojis that I must have sent. I wasn't like Drake when like fucking texting you and shit like that. I wasn't like.
Well, this was several months ago that
it was
these.
A while ago.
That these messages were being sent.
No, they were early.
Wait, so do you...
First, I sent you a lot of texts.
Yeah.
About what?
About, like, when I first met her, I was like, hey, let's hang out.
It was rather aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, you were courting her.
That was the blackness. I guess that's what it's called, courting.
That's what white people call it?
Yeah.
Wait, why was it aggressive, Corinne?
Because I was like, hey, bitch! No,
I'm a fuck you, silly bitch.
Yeah.
The words weren't aggressive. It was a very like emotionally aggressive.
emotionally aggressive.
No, it was because.
What is that?
You wouldn't take no for an answer, which I respect
to a
certain degree.
How is it emotionally aggressive?
Because he was just like. Like so much feelings talking before, like I know you as a comic, but I mean not like super more, and like even like I went to a show that you run, I went to one of your shows, and and you were like afterwards you like give me a hug, and then you're like, yo, let's we need to go, and you're like right up on me,
like we need to go outside.
Listen,
and talk
we need to go out.
No, like, yo,
we need to go out, like,
you know,
I like you, we gotta go out,
you know what it was.
I like that.
Know what it was?
Steadfastness.
This might be the blackness that you didn't see,
right?
But It's kind of like
that's a great song title.
The blackness, the blackness you didn't see.
Yeah. Write it.
When I get my acoustic guitar,
that's
game
your hit.
Up.
That's your hit.
Blackness you didn't see.
But see, then acoustic guitar makes it white. So
exactly.
Then it's,
I'm trying to get the Disney money.
It's
for trying to get the Disney money.
I get it.
This is not a game. I hope Disney execs are listening to this for some reason.
Like Darius Rucker.
You never know.
You never know. But
maybe
no,
you could do something with Raven Simone.
That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be a dream.
That'd be amazing.
I love her.
Is she a lesbian though?
Yeah, she's so sexy.
No, I mean, I believe she was always a lesbian,
oh,
but
well,
she just came out. Did she decide?
Did she decide she was going to be a lesbian because she wasn't getting the ratings she wanted?
She was like, this...
Like, fuck you, Disney, I'm gay.
This whole thing where I see things before they happen isn't working out for me. To pussy.
To pussy. I think Raven's mom's super sexy.
She's bad as
shit.
She's...
I've seen her in real life.
She wasn't nice, but goddamn, she was hot.
I heard she wasn't nice either. I don't think she's ever been nice to anyone. I don't... I've never heard a nice Raven Simone.
It was at Dallas barbecue. My acting class was getting post scene work margaritas.
I love Dallas barbecue.
And someone started singing a fucking song. Like, it was a little obnoxious. They were singing a song that she sings.
Ugh,
and she was like,
so theater kid of you guys.
She goes, "You're too old to know that." And like, wow. I would probably say the same thing, honestly, if I was Raven Simone and someone was singing a fucking song I did when I was 12.
It must be really annoying to be Raven Simone.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I get that.
I think it's better for her now that she came out.
Yeah.
I think she's like, cool.
Yeah.
But, oh, before I forget. So this is what happened at that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She came to the show and, you know, I was drinking. You know what I mean?
I've been drinking.
And
oh, such a good song.
I remember I'd even bought her a drink. And in my mind, it was like cinematic because it was real smooth. So I bought her a drink. I was like, hey, you don't get this drink.
It was real smooth.
In my mind. Yeah, so you were watching my movie, but I was watching
you, right. In your head, it was going real good.
I didn't get a ticket to that show.
From a bystander's perspective, not so smooth.
No. Bystander, it didn't matter. It didn't matter because it was a private screening in my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I bought this drink.
I get what you're saying, Chris.
You know, I brought this drink. I brought it over. And I also have this thing of like, if something I feel is not like attainable, but if I like it makes sense, it should happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I used to.
If you could see it.
Yeah,
so what you're saying that you and I make sense so that it should happen? Is that
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. I mean, it was just
that's what rapists.
You know, I know. This is the step. I don't just want and take. You have to also
want. You're a gentleman.
You have to like reciprocate it.
So what about me saying, no, I'm not interested?
Said reciprocation.
Then I was like, all right. And then we didn't. I would see you around.
You can always tell when a girl says no. You can tell if there's a.
Oh, no. I mean, I really meant no for a long time.
I used to get no, but then it'd be like the window. Like a dude, we will always jump through the window if there's a little crack. We try to open it up. We're just like, oh, she said no.
Did you steal anything when you jumped through the window?
Well, like I said, there's a small line between everything. All right.
Okay.
My laptop's missing.
Just so you know, this whole podcast, we're going to make fun of you for being black, and you need to make fun of us for being white.
Okay.
Please.
I think if I don't make fun of you guys being white, then more letters will come in, and it'll be a good revolution.
Yeah, please
and then
make
I'll
fun
be
of
on...
me for being white.
This
so
is
even...
the last episode of this podcast.
This is it. Of course, it takes a black guy to come up in here shut down the
He's
podcast.
He's the last guest.
Oh, God. But no, I mean, it was just like logical. It made sense. And then when you said like, hey, you have to keep it funky. I think every woman should do this with a dude. Like when you want to cut the ties, just be really honest.
Keep it funky?
Keep it
funky.
I mean, that's a black thing.
No,
just be very honest and forthcoming with your information.
I was going to say, do I dance out?
I love how you change. Yo, keep it funky. Be very honest and forthcoming with your information.
I'm just doing that for the listeners at home. I don't know.
We need some translation.
Yes.
Right.
Just so everyone knows, it's not another white person who came in the room. It's just my interview voice. It's still Mike Brown here with you today. Hello, Michael W. Brown on
Yo
my resume.
Yo, Mike Brown.
Oh, Yo, Mike Brown on Twitter. You know what it is.
Yo, Mike Brown.
Yeah, blip, blip, blip. Instagram, all social media, baby. Mike Brown, a remix on Facebook, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And listen, any ladies out there need some beatbox lessons?
Power 99.
Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all my homies back home with no Wi-Fi who can't listen to this. See, look how good you got. See?
Oh, my God, he made me good because he's super black.
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know what's happening in here.
This is like her mutant power.
Stella Grata Groove back.
And I just want you to know we're all sober.
Yeah.
I just need you to know that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So there was a little crack in that window.
Yeah, there was a little crack until she was like, hey, listen. She was like, hey, I think you're cool, but I'm just like not into that, whatever. I said, you know what? I get it. But even when she said, even when like she did the dismissal, there was something about like dating, like, oh, I'm not ready to be dating or whatever.
Well, that's and what it was, because you scream relationship to me and I was not ready.
No, I mean, don't.
But his method of if he's going to sleep with a girl, he wants to get to know her. So
what I'm saying is you're not someone I could just fuck with, and I didn't want any more than that.
I take that in the best way possible, because I think that's like through my life, that's been a thing. Like, I think women sometimes, like when they know the level of commitment they want to have with somebody, like if they're like, oh, I'll just fuck him and there's nothing going on with him, we'll just fuck.
They don't
want to kind of know the person too much. They just want to fucking
be at a distance emotionally,
but
personally.
I'm like, if you going to get the experience, you know what I mean?
Get the full Mike Brown experience,
you about to get that whole experience. You know, you got to, I got to invest.
No, that's interesting because that's
interesting.
Steven, my boyfriend, he's only slept with a handful of people, not many people.
Yeah.
And it's because he doesn't, like, he's fooled around with a ton of people, but he's not had sex with a ton of people at all because anyone he has sex with, he really wants to know. It's a similar thing. Like, he just, and also he doesn't go out because he doesn't drink. So it's like, he doesn't go to bars and meet girls all the time, but he likes
religious?
To get to know. No. Oh.
He just sounded really like...
No. Did I make him sound like...
Yeah,
well,
I guess
smoke,
his name
is
Steven. Drink,
well, no. When he was 15, he did like everything in the book. And then I think a bunch of his friends who were in music kind of fucked themselves over by
he
getting too wasted.
He saw too much too young, I think.
Yeah, that is what he did.
Yeah,
that's
what happens. Yeah.
NPR.
So let's go back to the courting session. You were giving her the full Mike Brown experience.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't give her the full experience. We were like...
She wasn't letting you give her the full
experience. No, which is great.
Typical Corinne.
Typical. Typical, right? But I said, you know what? That's cool. Like, I'm a guy, and I get it.
Are you?
It doesn't... I mean, some... Yeah.
He had to look down.
I had to look down.
He's like, yeah, I'm a guy.
I'm a guy. So... I mean, I'm a real guy. I'm a good guy. And when you get the dismissal, it's cool to accept. But for me, being someone who's, like, very... I wouldn't say kind of logical in a way. Like, if this... If A plus B equals C, like I was going to be a math
You're
professor.
Adding letters?
I was going to be a math. Yes.
Well, that's...
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I bet she said A plus B equals C.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. But then
Got
you can
it.
Fill in for the A, B, and C. A being myself. B being some bottles.
Okay.
And C being Corinne.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh!
Yeah.
Did you just call me alcoholic in like a really poetic way?
I did.
I think you did.
I did. I hope you...
Karim plus alcohol equals what's happening for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, that equation isn't far.
Exactly. And it made sense. And so for me, it's like, okay, well, if it's not going to happen, you know, it's kind of fucked up because like I think a lot of guys, I guess like the male privilege, I just like read about some of this shit, but like where for us to turn down, sometimes like a girl has to say, oh, I'm with somebody... Or in a male privilege, and
I have a boyfriend.
I know that you want it. Yeah, like I know.
Oh
that
yeah,
you
posted
like
about
me.
That on Instagram. Yeah,
the fact that a woman, you'll respect the fact that a woman has another boyfriend.
Yeah,
you'll respect him and get away from her.
Yeah,
but you won't.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But I had privilege at that time. You sent me that text because you were like, you know, no, and then you gave me reasons because before she always gave me reasons, and for me, I was like, well, I don't understand it, and so I reject
your
rejection.
Reasons.
You know what I mean? And then once you told me, I was like, okay, I can understand that. But it's kind of fucked up on my end, on a sense, I guess respectfully.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, if you're not into me, I should just be like, all right, cool.
Well, I never gave you, I never said that I was seeing someone else, did I?
No. You never said that. You always said this thing where like, you weren't at a place to date and this and the third. And for me, I was like, I'm not trying to like date.
Right.
I'm trying to just like chill from time to time.
I think there was confusion.
But that's what it was.
Right, with the
And
whole...
we never would run into each other either.
Well, I mean, I just didn't even want to chill.
I mean, you weren't ready.
I just wasn't. Yeah, it was too much. I was like, I just thought you were overall too emotional person for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just, I just can't even, I was like, I was exhausted from even reading the text messages.
Yeah, that's
and I was
what
like,
happens.
I can't.
A lot of exhaustion.
I just can't.
But then
do
it
that.
Happened.
Yeah.
What happened the night it happened? How, why?
You know what? Because.
What was different?
I'll tell you what was different. Because.
You
we
please
were
tell me what was different.
I'll tell you what was different.
I'll have my point of view.
I think this is what was different. I wasn't like looking for anything, and she wasn't looking for anything either, but we both were like already comfortable with each other.
Right.
And so it was kind of like at that point I was like, okay, I accepted how she felt and mm-hmm. how you were, and I was just like just being myself. You weren't able to see me being myself for a while
because you weren't actively pursuing her.
Yeah. You know, like because I like at that point I was like, oh, whatever. Before I was like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, whatever. If it pops up, it pops off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where
yeah.
I think for you, you were like, hey. When he's not like after me, I can just look at him. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like a like an animal. Like if a bear is like trying to kill you, you're like, oh my God, I'm scared of this bear. But if you're just at the zoo, you're like, oh, that's a bear. You know what I mean?
You can observe a person in their natural state.
So I think that's what happened. And then like even like after like it happened, whatever, I was like, yeah, I was like, exactly. In my mind, I was like, exactly.
That's I
was
what
like
I a thought. Bear. Psh,
duh.
Was like, now, what duh. Was it for you? Duh. What was different for you?
Well, I mean, I do, for me, on a very, like, not deep-thinking level, it was like he caught me on the right night. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some
the
nights.
Timing was good.
There's just some nights.
I wish everyone could see my
I had my hands up. Are you not entertained?
There definitely is. I said to my friend, I was like, has anyone just ever caught you on the right night? Like, I think everyone, there's been a time when it's just, and it was like I had been not drinking and like not going out for a while. I went out with my friend Blair, and we were just like, we were kind of going hard, but it was very casual. I was actually, I was hanging out with her all night. So I was hanging out with a girl. I had no plans to see guys, there was no just guys that I was like super interested that I knew would be showing up. Cause you know, like you can go out, but then you know, oh, so and so is gonna be there. And
she
then
didn't
maybe
know I was gonna be there either. So.
I didn't know you were going to be there.
That's popped up.
That's always good.
Yeah, he showed up. Exactly. It was a pleasant surprise. I was happy to see you because I hadn't seen you in a while.
Like circumstances really were.
And you had left me alone when I said, finally. Like, it took a little bit of time for you to leave me alone.
Yeah, persistence overcomes resistance, fellas.
Oh, shit.
I'm joking.
Inspirational poster.
But no, he did leave me alone. And I was still really hurting. This was months ago, and I was still really hurting from the breakup. And I just didn't want any part of it. And so I respected, like, I like that you finally respected what I wanted and like left me alone. That was cool. And then
I like that you left me alone.
Left me the fuck alone. That's what I love about you.
I think I have this theory about like I think any people can have sex with each other. It's just a matter of being comfortable. You know what I mean?
And it's also that's
why I have sex with friends.
Yeah, because if you feel like if I feel a guy is overly pursuing me, even if I find him attractive, it's automatically a turn off. It's automatically nope. It's very specific level of he's making me work for it a little bit. I'm making him work for it a little bit. It is a stupid fucking game that straight people play, and I think it's annoying, but I do it.
I will say though, my
it's
ex,
a dance.
My ex from day one aggressively pursued me, but I liked him so much that it didn't matter. And just like, I thought, like, I also think I thought he was cooler than he really is.
Well, it's different for everybody. Like, with me and my boyfriend, it just happened. It was mutual the whole time. Yeah. But anytime there was a hookup or someone that I liked, but it wasn't really going to be a relationship, it was just going to be like casual sex or a hookup. It was always this tug of war of this, like, what court is the ball in all the time. And there was it was very sensitive because if I felt I was being pursued too much, I'd be like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But I think that also relates to the fact that girls can get dick around the clock.
See, that's something that's so commonly said, and I just don't feel like it's true. There have been many a night when
we don't want it. We don't want it.
We can get dick that we don't want. But every night of the weekend, I cannot get dick that I would want
to have. Because you're picky. Exactly. You're picky. Then that's fine.
We all should be picky.
Absolutely. That's not a bad thing.
And I ain't
saying
that picky, to be honest.
All right.
No,
wow.
Guys.
I'm joking.
No offense. Mike is very attractive.
You are very attractive.
You could find pictures of me at Yo Mike Dan on Instagram. How many times am I going to plug myself?
I told you you could. I told you you could.
We're supposed to talk about race.
Well, we addressed it a little bit.
Cool. All right.
I'll talk more about it.
All right.
We're talking.
We already read it on the podcast. But basically, black people and white people were writing us saying what we said was racist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why were they doing that?
Tell us why. Hey, black guy, why?
Well, once your podcast went out, there was a big email blast to all the black people in America, which just highlighted points right about. Surprised you didn't get my letter. No, I think this is the thing. I think people are very, like, I'm on Donald Sterling's side with what happened.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We could go into that more.
Okay, so like.
Again, it's at Yo Mike Brown.
At Yo Mike Brown. Just gonna forward. They're just gonna CC me on all the hate. No,
we're gonna forward.
Not in a sense like his racism isn't like I hate people racism, hate black people racism. It's like this is how things are, and I just happen to be white. It's kind of like the Uncle Tom ness of it.
Right.
Where like, well, I'm black and I'm a slave, and this is what it is. I'm in this fucked up situation. But like, I agree with him. because, like, for what happened, he was just talking to his girl. And, like, I was like, hey, don't take pictures with other niggas on your Instagram.
It was supposed to be completely off the record. But, exactly. But the fact that he doesn't want his half-black, half-Mexican girlfriend taking pictures with black people.
But that's what I'm saying. He can't be, like, racist like that. Like, does he have black friends? Or even if he is, like, racist,
he works with black people on his basketball team. Like, they make him money.
Exactly.
Well, that, I mean, tons of racists have been made money by black people, though. Right. So, I mean, that can't.
Yeah, but like America.
But I think if your person you're dating is half-black, that's pretty, like, how racist can you be?
You can't, I mean, it could be kind of
it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but it doesn't disgust you that he doesn't want his girlfriend taking pictures with black people? That disgusts me, and it's not a fucking guilt thing.
It's fucked up, but like it doesn't disgust me really to like the core because I've been so everything has been so like sensationalized, like everyone's like, oh, this person said this. I'm like, okay, yeah, I hear it. Now it's just all like white noise. So if someone does something, I don't really care unless it's like, you know, if you said on a podcast to your boyfriend, like, I don't want you taking pictures with black girls. And then I'm like, oh shit, I know you.
Yeah.
And then that would be
that'd be
a thing.
Fucked up.
Yeah, versus down to like, it doesn't matter. Like, people asking me about like the Jay-Z Solange elevator. I'm like, I kind of don't. It's just all white noise. I don't, like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, this is an interesting point though. That made me think but I think people made noise about this because it was a racial issue.
And he was about to get an NAACP award.
Race is such a hot thing.
But he bought that. He bought that.
Yeah. I'm sure.
All that shit is stupid. Awards in general are a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
But so the thing is, though, boyfriends say fucked up things to their girlfriends all the time. I hear it on the subway every day. I hear it in the spa all the time. How many times has a man called up to make a massage appointment for his girlfriend and told me absolutely make sure that it is with a female massage therapist? Like, to me, that is fucked up.
Is it?
Yes. What the hell is happening?
My girlfriend or my wife can't get touched by a man whose job it is to
and all of a sudden we became a Hasidic Jew?
It's fucked up.
And everyone needs to calm down because I'm a Jew, so I have carte blanche. Go fuck yourself.
We learned something.
Well, I'm getting that too.
No, just in general, like, I don't think it's any more fucked up than all the fucked up things that boyfriends say to their girlfriends on a daily basis. And it was fucked up, and that doesn't make the other things that people say or do
less.
Right.
Yeah.
The fucked up thing to me was more of how controlling it was than about that it was racist, honestly.
Yeah, because that's a manipulative, abusive, emotionally abusive quality.
Yeah, but she knew what she was getting. Not saying that she recorded him. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she knew that he was messed up, and she wasn't. She
should have fucking dumped him.
Yeah.
And left and been an independent woman.
Yes. Yeah, but she was just with him for the money. I think that's pretty obvious,
I think she wanted a jet.
It's a shitty situation, but it's all involving shitty people. So it's like, at a certain point,
you're all shit.
Who cares?
Yeah. And that's why.
That's why it's white noise.
Just brush your shoulder off.
It's white noise. Now, if it affected me deeply, then it would be black noise. And when I hear black noise, that's when shit gets real.
What is an example of racism that you faced recently?
Recently?
Black noise.
Give me some black noise.
What's
one of the worst things that's ever been
done racially?
To you? Yeah, racially.
I mean, I've been called like a nigga before, but like
by a white person?
Yeah, I mean, if a black person said it with the ER, that'd have been amazing.
With the ER?
You know, like, you nigger, like, oh.
Oh,
pot calls the kettle. Like, what are you talking about? Pot calling the kettle. Anyway,
there it is.
High five.
I wanted you to say it.
You can't take classes to say that. this is the thing. Like racism. Like it hasn't. I've been affected by like institutional racism, where it's like, you know, there might be a quota, like, oh, well, we have enough like black people, and I might not even feel it because I might have been rejected from certain things, but. Up north, like, I really don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As much. Like, I might feel it when I go, like, to a club or something and, you know, I can't get in here with the T-shirt and then I see, like, five white guys going with the T-shirt and then it's like, well, wait, like, that kind of shit.
Right.
Uh-huh. But that's, like, it's like, I'm not going to be bent out of shape about the club shit. I'm not going to tweet about it, make a hashtag campaign and all this other
yeah,
shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't... It just rolls off me. Like, even, like, so like, the joke thing that you said about not being... that black.
Right.
I think the thing is for me is like you have to understand what that means.
Right.
It's like because black that's like the stereotype of black and what that means.
Exactly.
So I think in America, sometimes black is synonymous with struggle. So if someone speaks really eloquently or pronounce their G's and talking, like, oh, you don't talk black. But then saying that means you say G at the end of talking. So that means that you can speak. And so you don't speak like you struggle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so like that, then it gets deeper. Like, oh, I don't struggle enough. And then it's like, oh, so black people struggle and you're pouring into this. And then that's when it gets
I see how that's
crazy.
Enraging.
Well, that's kind of what I said. I said for me, I think people got really bent out of shape about what I said because they almost have a negative, they're putting a negative connotation on the word black. And when I say black, I don't mean it like as a struggle or as something bad. I mean, I was like meaning more like something like sexy.
Yeah.
Like that's how I meant it.
But if you call the white, but if it's different, if you call the white dude like black, if black is like synonymous with sexy, like, oh, he is so black. You know what I mean? Like black is like an
ass. Well, yeah, no, but it all, and I said it all has to do with how I said it. Like this is a podcast. I didn't write this down.
Exactly.
Like, you could hear how I'm saying it. So I don't know.
And you're good. You're good.
I mean, I wasn't concerned.
Okay. And there is the racism when you're not concerned.
No, because because I listened to it myself multiple times.
Because we know we're not racist.
Yeah, and that's why there's no need to get bent out of shape or anything. But I think, you know, I definitely was going to be discussed because we discuss positive things that people say about us and we're certainly going to discuss the negative things.
Yeah, we want to discuss that shit. I like diving into that. And I like that people express their opinion to us. I thought that was, I'm glad people feel comfortable, even if it's a negative opinion. Yeah. Except for when they're like, fucking sluts. I'm like, you're just a waste of breath.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. We don't like every week. We're like, some 98 people called us sluts this week. And guys, we're not going to leave this studio.
We're not going to
until
take
everybody
it.
Tweets us an apology.
Oh, God. How, I have a question.
That'd be great. What's up?
I have a question.
What's up?
How was the sex? Let's talk about dick.
Yeah, how was
it? Oh, how was it for me? Oh.
Who remembered it and how
was
it? Raise your hand if you remember the sex.
I remember it. I remember we both were like ready to go to sleep.
And before sex?
Yeah, it was late as shit.
It was really late. We stayed out very late.
We basically closed the bar down.
Oh, and like 4 o'clock late.
And then it was really late. And it was like, I feel that was more of a, what was it? Let's just get this.
I remember him being, because we were making out in the bar.
I love making out.
And Mike.
That's the emo.
I don't think that's emo.
Kiss me. Give me.
I'm not a big public kisser, but there was not that many people there.
Okay.
So it was okay.
You were public kissing. You were.
Well, I mean. I think vodka is a public kisser.
Don't try to put it on.
I've seen a kiss in public.
Okay, see?
Who? Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh, wait.
Oh, gosh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I was kissing a lot on New Year's.
Yeah, it was.
Cool. That was last New Year's.
So when was the moment, Mike, where you were like, oh, it's going to happen?
You know what? I think it was when she kept blatantly flirting with me. And
okay.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I kept telling like, yo, stop
you
fucking
said
playing.
That?
Yeah.
Because he thought I was playing with him.
I thought she was playing. So I was like, yo, playing with the, because I was
playing without the G.
Without the G. I was like, yo, stop playing. I told her, I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. I just kept telling her, get the fuck out. And she just couldn't.
Okay.
I don't
so
know
that
if that
I was sitting next
that
to him
at a game.
I was eating all his celery sticks from his hot wings.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean. But in the hood, you know, if a girl eats your celery sticks.
And that means you got to let him put his celery stick in your hot wing hole.
Yeah. Yeah, you want them vegetables. That's what you want. Yeah. So when she had them celery sticks, I was like, yeah, you better come over to my place, you know what I mean? So I could collect, you know what I'm saying?
He said exactly that, and Corinne was like, yes.
No, I believe it, because we were on stools, and we were facing each other, and then I think.
It was real sexy.
There was a knee in between someone's crotch, wasn't there?
It was sexy. Yeah. I mean, probably.
When you're in that.
Well, because Mike's legs are very long, because he's very tall,
so
I'm much shorter. So.
So talk about that celery. Yeah,
no, and then, and I believe you like looked into my eyes and like, yo, so come home with me. Like, it was,
did I say that? I don't remember that, but if I did.
Mike,
good job.
It was very,
yo, Mike Brown.
It was very
Brown.
Smooth.
Oh, that's a great
And
line.
We were sitting so I could look right into your eyes, which is like, number one selling point.
Oh, great.
Most beautiful. Like, and I think I have very beautiful eyes. Mike has very beautiful eyes.
Yo, you Mike Brown do. On Instagram.
You have beautiful eyes,
like,
Mike.
It's like a oh, drop great. Of caramel oh. fell into
like
your
a little green, socket. Like a pale
yeah,
green.
Just oh. glistening.
It's beautiful.
I'm just reaching over for Corinne right now. She's telling me this.
He's trying. He's
like Tyra Banks' beautiful eyes.
Listen, yeah, I'm going to take you to get some celery sticks after this. That's all I'm
please do. I just got an email from my mom about how I need to be better with money. What a surprise. That's every week.
Oh, you should just tell your mom what I do. Maybe she'll think you're better. Oh.
What do you do?
Just hide my credit cards from myself and then discover them drunkenly and buy everybody drinks.
Right.
Oh, that's fun. That's always fun. That's
and not pay
fun.
My bills. So okay.
So you remember
he had a line. He had like a moment of...
Yeah. No, yeah. I remember
that's
that.
That's sexy. One of the sexiest things, I'll never forget this as long as I live. There was a guy, I was at an event at a restaurant, and this is waiter at a really fancy restaurant. He was really handsome. We kind of like looked at each other all night. And then I went back, I left, and I went back to get my Coke because I forgot it. And he goes, have dinner with me? And I was like, oh, yes, I will. Oh, my God. And then it turns out he's bipolar, didn't work out. But good line.
See,
good line.
See, let me tell you. See, my line, though, was so...
Yours was good. Yours
it's
was
direct.
Better.
It's just direct.
I appreciate
but I love, that's
and
so
that's
good.
What I needed. Yeah. That's what I needed. I needed that directness.
I couldn't do that over over
I didn't
text.
Need,
you didn't need the emotional directness.
I didn't need the yeah. I feel that we would be good together.
If I would have just
what?
Text.
That's a form of directness though.
It is.
Oh, that's a form of annoyingness.
But I was it? Okay. I mean I can get it cuz like women have texted me crazy stuff and I'm like, "Nah, yo."
Right.
Chill.
Like, shut up.
Chill. No, get away from me. I don't want to be.
So, was there making out on the cab ride home? Was there touching?
Yeah.
Was there diddling?
No,
because whenever when you go home and you're at a bar and you're going home to the apartment about to fuck, the cab ride home is usually a fun little.
You know
teaser.
What? It wasn't for me. Okay, listen. I enjoy my sex, so like I didn't want to. You know,
really?
I didn't want to spoil. So like there wasn't really any. It was just like a
no
lot
foreplay
of making
in the cab.
No foreplay in the cab because okay. I was like, you know what?
It wasn't that long of a cab ride.
It
anyway.
Was yeah. It wasn't that long of a cab ride, but it was just like very just like no. We're just kissing, and then it was like when we got to the place, even then we like kissed a little bit, and then it was like all right, and then we. Slept.
And then it was straight to the
yeah.
Yeah. You want more details on the sex?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. I would like some.
Yeah.
Corinne wants to know what happened. Basically, that's why you have you on.
So basically, she kept telling me she was like, "Oh, I'm orgasming." That's what she said verbatim. Orgasming.
Fuck, that is
and
the
I'm
least
like,
smooth.
I know that's
I'm,
what she said. She
I'm
was so
orgasming.
Drunk. She
what
said,
the
"Oh
fuck?
My God, I'm orgasming." I said, "What?" I didn't even
this
put. She was like,
sweet.
"I'm just looking at you, and I'm orgasming."
Oh.
And then I said,
I'm
all right.
Amazing.
So I'm all right,
you're
about to get this vegetable. You're about to get this eggplant. You're about
amazing.
To get this.
Oh, that was
vegetable.
Before the insertion.
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh.
Listen.
I think I was being
listen.
Comical at the
oh,
same,
no, she wasn't.
But you were
at
blowing.
No.
Well, because the thing is, okay, so this is the thing. When I drink, I say, like, dirty shit. A lot of filth comes out of my mouth.
I do remember you saying something dirty. I don't remember what it
was.
Was
it? Feel,
like filth comes
but
out.
But I remember.
I'm orgasming.
No. It was something dirty.
Like
no,
that.
She didn't say it. She didn't even say that. You didn't say that.
I've
but
never,
it's funny for you to say it. Even say it like that.
I've never heard
orgasming.
This line before.
I just thought that would be the corniest line to say. But we were.
So wait.
What did you
did
say?
Did I say that
so
or
she
did
went,
I not?
No, you didn't say it.
Oh,
didn't say
I was going to. She thought she did and I thought she did. And I almost wish she would have let us go on thinking she said that.
I was going to say.
No.
I don't really think I've ever
shocked.
You did say a lot of like a lot of super dirty shit, and I don't remember what it was. One thing you said, no,
is like me.
You said something to me that like I like, oh, you're such a something, and I was,
what was that something?
What was that something?
Did I drop the N word? I don't think I said that.
I mean, I wish you would have, though, because I'm like, damn, my dick is so good. She just became a racist.
Wait,
right off. You know, I'm fucking the bigotry out. You know, you're just yelling out, nigga, coon, all this shit. You punch monkey, mom, just like, yeah. And then when you're done, you're just like this brown-skinned Rihanna walking outside. And you're just like, totally, that would have been amazing.
Dude, if I could fuck you and then walk out of your apartment as Rihanna, we'd
oh,
be fucking
oh, fuck
every
you.
Day.
Everybody's a pop star. You come to my place.
Line. Out your door.
That's usually my line, like, hey, you want to be a pop star? That's my place.
Yo, bitch, you want to turn into Rihanna?
Hey,
real
girl.
Quick?
Yeah.
You want
an
endorsement with coconut water? Come to my place.
Come over here. But I remember you said something, and it was like about me being like, yeah, you a dirty little something. And I was just like,
dirty
me,
little
bitch.
Yeah,
that's
and
little.
I was like,
this sounds right.
And I was fucking, I was like, no. And so again, and you just kept saying, "No, you, I'm not." See, and I get that's and I, why. And I fucked her harder. He's like, and then you were just like trying to really get it out of me for me to like to agree.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not, no, fuck out of here.
See, this is
and
you so almost fight we, fucking.
Yes.
That's hot. That's
yeah.
hot.
And we were fight fucking until we both were like, and then we were just that's like, so hot. And then she was like.
Well, right. And that right there, that moment, it's like I knew Mike wouldn't be the kind of person you could call like a dirty whore in bed before going into it. So that's, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. No.
Did
listen,
you not
no,
like
you can
that?
Say, you can, no. The thing is this for me, it's like I like that. But it's like, no, you're not going to call me the name. I'm not going to be.
Oh, so wait, you want to be the aggressor.
I'm the aggressor. Like, I'm not.
So you're both aggressors.
Yeah.
This is a, just
which is,
fucking
which
aggressively
great.
Fucking
well, this is a problem I have with a lot of dudes. If you remember Josh, that episode.
Oh, yeah, Josh is a good guy.
Fuck you. That was a problem.
Fuck
that
you.
Was our main problem.
Both aggressors.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, but see, his thing, ego is more. Mike, you don't have an ego.
See, I don't
like
have,
him.
Well, Mike's a real person.
I mean. Josh, I'm a real person.
Josh. Yeah, I don't know what to say about him.
I mean, I like, but that also, it turned me, it didn't turn me off, it turned me on.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, now I'm being challenged because usually.
Stakes are high.
Yeah, usually when I'm having sex, like I'm always like the more like experienced one or like I know what's happening. So I'm like, whatever.
So
but that
because
like,
you're very like, I'm a short, smaller person,
yeah.
But like I feel like a big person. Like I have a big personality.
Yeah.
People often say to me, oh, you're a lot shorter than I thought you would. And I was like, I just have a tall personality because I'm like very aggressive. But that's why I like you because you're like so much physically bigger than me, and then on top of it acting aggressive, like I'm like thank God someone, because it's almost like at a certain point you do have to be that much physically bigger than me, so it's just like kind of like put me in my place, like in a nice, you know,
well yeah, in nicely. A respectable
in a nice
way.
Yeah.
In
I mean
a
yeah it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, hey, like my me being being dominant is not like, well, you're submissive to me,
it's yeah,
just like you're
necessarily...
just like, hey, you're just not dominating, like This is my territory.
So
you're welcome. Be comfortable.
Right.
You can rule with me,
right,
but you're not
right.
going to
rule
me.
But this is what
me.
I'm going to. Right.
And that's
you just
great.
Don't want to be submissive.
I've had been told. I was like, all yeah. right, that's it. But
so,
not in this situation. It was just like, hey, we were just doing it, and then I'm like, you're not gonna just. I'm not a dirty little nut. This is my place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I like
you
that.
Had my celery. Are
I
you
like
ki- are you kidding me?
So wait, have you ever been submissive in bed? Depending on, I guess, who you're with.
Yeah,
right?
depending on, like, there was this time I was dating this girl, and she had this like rape fantasy. So we did the rape mm-hmm. fantasy, and that was cool. And
oh,
then she
tell
was
me more.
Like,
I love that. Tell me more.
She was like, I want you to come in from work one day and just surprise it on me. And
yeah.
I was like, all right. Oh. So came home from work, and like usually like, I got dressed down, like in like this, like I dressed down. But that day she didn't see me leave, and I was like all dressed up and shit, you know. I looked real good, my haircut, like I had like a 24-hour window when you get a haircut and you look real sexy.
Yeah,
24.
It's like that time.
Yo, I was in that 20
with guys. Yo, it's that magic length
invincible. Yeah. Mario star, like I'm just like so like whatever. So I came home got at it, she was like no, and I just went crazy.
Yeah.
But then the thing after that, she was like, now I want to rape you. Now I was like, what? And then I was like, all right, okay. And then it just didn't like work for me, but I went with it.
Right.
And it's like, and she was like, da, 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 and she was like trying to punch me and shit. I'm uh-huh. like, all right. And she's like, hit me on the chest. I'm like, all right, cool. But like, I was like, I'm not really
not into that being
into this.
Yeah.
But I can be into it. It's weird. It's kind of like, I think like sex is like an nonverbal dance. Like you can talk yeah. during it, but it's yeah. like it's a relationship. So like with our connection, when you're saying that, and I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, you know, and I'm getting upset at it, and then I think she's saying it because she won't back down from me, and I won't back down from her,
right,
and so it's just
hot.
Like that's what's happening.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah, every partnership, every coupling is totally different.
Exactly,
which I love.
Yeah.
And also I really love though too that even like the girl that you're seeing at the time, she mm-hmm. wanted to then do the rape fantasy on you,
yeah.
and you weren't exactly maybe down, but you did it anyway just to try and experiment and be
yeah.
open. That's what Dan Savage calls GGG, good giving and game.
Right.
And I think that's really important to respect your partner's. Obviously, if it's something you're afraid of that they want to do to you, then there's a problem with that.
Or, like, seemingly dangerous.
Right.
Like, I want
something you're not
stick a dirty needle into you.
Yeah, like, don't
I
do that.
No.
Like,
yeah.
don't do that.
You want this dirty needle? You want this?
Well, maybe no. if Mike said it to me, I might.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can
in
say
that
anything.
Voice.
Put you right in your face.
Do you have sex with women of all races?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any differences? Because I dated a guy, Nico, we had on. He mm-hmm. was Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, I thought this was so interesting, white girls give it up.
I'm sorry.
Yes, that's what he just came in the room and like salsa music came on.
White
yes,
girls, give true. It up.
White girls are give it up faster.
Mm, interesting.
He said Dominican let girls, he was like, they got to be on your insurance first before they give you anal. Like yeah. He was making a joke out of it. That's but funny. I thought that was really interesting. I did not think that. I would think the exact opposite, actually.
Well, okay. Well, I'll say this. I think, it might be a little skewed because like it might be like the whole interracial thing. So sometimes it's more like, oh, this could be fun or whatever. Where like if I'm dating like a black girl, she might not want to give it up because she's like, oh, I can marry this guy or whatever. And she might have like those kind of feelings on her because I'm a black dude. But if she's with some Spanish dude or somebody she's not taking seriously, then she could just be like, I'll just fuck him right now. And that might be the racial component. Yeah. However, in my experiences, there hasn't been any like real difference. But I do think the way I think races might hold sex might be different.
Yeah.
What do I mean by that?
What do Let you me mean explain. By that, my bro? give me the full experience. Yeah.
Okay, the full experience. I think I will say some of the best sex I've ever had were with women who were not from America.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not from America, more
I think
sexually
America's
free.
Social yeah. standards, women are put, there's so much stigma yeah. in America around sex. Mm-hmm. It's fucking
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And
in other countries.
Exactly.
But countries like Brazil. My yeah. boyfriend went to Brazil and yeah. like the tango, it's like they're fucking on the dance floor. It's
yeah,
amazing.
It's out there and I still think like in America, like if there's a girl I'm dating, like I appreciate like her mind more. And so like then I'm dealing with like a certain type of like intellectual level where it's like I can vibe with you on so many levels, so the sex is better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like I can fuck somebody who I feels like, oh, she's like unintelligent, but it's not like good sex to me. You know what I mean? Like, it might be like, oh, this is great. But then I'm looking at it like, oh, this is just like, this like great pussy. But it's not like, this is great sex where
right.
it's like.
The experience
yes.
overall.
Right.
Yeah, I get
It's
that.
All about that experience. Yeah, yeah.
So wait, when you said about the black girl taking someone, do you take it less seriously when you're dating like a white girl? Or
no.
Have you seriously dated a white girl or someone of
yeah.
a different race?
Yeah. The most serious quote unquote relationship I had with someone from another race, she was Indian.
Uh-huh.
And I was with her for about 3 to 4 years on and off. Uh-huh. The reason we didn't work out was because her parents were super racist.
Oh yeah, I mean,
like
that
very,
yeah,
very racist. She, you know, she got her pharmacy. She was a pharmacist. She was making a lot more money than
an
I
Indian
probably,
pharmacist.
I was, what
no,
are the what
call
are the odds?
Somebody.
You don't say.
And her father was a pharmist. And
owned
a
few, my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, he owned like 8 farms. Like they,
and they
like
were not
loaded.
Okay with her Holding marrying pharmacy. A black guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
they were
this
not.
Is
I mean,
really breaking some boundaries.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, I don't care. I know my. My mom is funny. Like she doesn't care. She'll ride out with whoever I bring
She's
home.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad just never. He's never like attracted to the women that I'm attracted to. Doesn't matter like what race. Like he just. We just have
so
different.
So is it more of a man thing? Like that's interesting because I know a lot of guys have to bring home girls that their dads would like. I've heard this before. Like this is like
oh,
a thing.
That's creepy,
no,
but understandable.
I it's funny because like
to gain
my dad never gave me. Like the dap, like, yo, I fucks with what you doing right now. I'm a part of your campaign. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
I got you.
Right,
but he
right.
did that to my best friend 2 years ago what? At one of my birthday parties because he had some random girl that he was talking to come to the house and he opens the door and sees this woman and it's like, oh, you're here for Mike? And she's like, no, I'm here for Horace. And he's like, oh, okay, Horace, my best friend. Okay, cool.
Shout out Horace.
Yeah, Horace, what up? So,
Yo, what up, Horace?
Yeah, what up, Horace? I want to give a big shout out to
name.
Horace. My man
Horace.
Dino out there, man. Darv, man, everybody. Mikey,
all
man,
right,
you my dude,
right,
man. Rest
right.
in peace, baby.
All
you know
right.
what I mean? I love you, my dude.
Of course,
all right,
rest
okay,
in peace,
okay.
All right.
So anyway, brings her back to the room. And then he sees Horace and he's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Like, real serious. Like, I was like he was about to get a spanking, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like let me talk to you for a second.
Of course.
Like,
I need to talk
and
to you.
And then I look over because, like, I'm like, really, like, what the fuck is happening? Right? I look over and I see him, like, give him a hug. And he's like, yo, I'm real proud of your campaign right now. And he was like, thanks. He was like, thanks, Mr. Brown. Thanks, Mr. Brown. And
wow.
I bring that up to him every time I see my dad. I was like, one day.
I'm gonna bring home a
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bring her home. I'm not right. gonna be dating her. I'm just gonna bring home a woman.
Yeah.
Just get that seal of approval. Then be like, now go back.
Do you want that seal of approval?
I really don't
it
care.
It doesn't really get mad.
Like I feel like I'm becoming like I'm such an individual that whoever I'm with, I just gotta be ready she and I have to just be ready to just deal with all this shit together. Yeah. Not just like my shit, but like her shit and just the shit of
everybody
the world.
Has
family shit.
Everybody exactly. has baggage.
Exactly. So
it's a matter of, do you want to deal with that person's baggage or not?
Exactly. That's all it is.
That's a like relationship that. Right there.
Yeah. Mm. And the thing is, like we were talking about, Corona and I was talking about it before, about like relationships. Like you haven't read it. I haven't started it yet. This book called Sex at Dawn.
No.
That talks about monogamy.
Yeah.
And that whole.
And that was my favorite part.
Is it that it's not natural or pro monogamy or.
Mike texted me a book recommendation.
Like the next day.
Yeah. That was his follow up text.
By the way, I think you should read this book.
The next day. Like, I heard of this thing and then I ended up getting it. It is a book just about how I guess monogamy isn't natural.
Isn't natural. That's how you explained it to me.
Yeah, how it's not natural.
I want to write. Wait, what's it called?
Sex at Dawn.
Like now that I talk so openly and often about how I don't agree with monogamy and don't think it's natural, that everyone's like, here's that. And then guys are always like, oh, great. Corinne's awesome because I can fuck other girls.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, that's not exactly what I meant.
That is not the point. And they know what you mean.
Well, because the thing is, for me, even though no matter how much I don't believe monogamy is natural and I would never ask someone of that long term, every girl still wants that little glimmer of hope that she is so awesome that someone could just have sex with her for the rest of her life. And we know this is not true, and this is the conflict in my life that will never end.
Yeah, but I also like feeling wanted. I like when other guys want to fuck me.
Yeah, of course.
I love that. I honestly need that. That is a wonderful thing in my life.
When guys want to fuck me, and I like when girls want to fuck me.
Guys are girls. And I like when people are sexually attracted.
When dogs like me.
Because
same
sometimes
here.
Not sexually, same but just
here.
Because like me a lot.
Whoever
like,
wants to fuck me, just please write.
At
tweet
Mike
me.
Brown.
At Mike Brown. Because Mike Brown is just some white guy. At Yo Mike Brown.
I do know another Mike Brown, and he's white and an improviser, and he has thick black glasses.
Solo Mike Brown, the improv dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know him too?
I know him because he had a show at the Pit, and they kept tagging me. And I'm like, dude, I don't have. I got hyped because I thought I forgot a booking. So I was like,
I got a show.
I'm at the Pit, 2 shows, 8 and 10. I'm killing them. I'm in the New York Times, killing them. And then I was like, wait a minute.
That's a
I saw
Mike
the
Brown.
Pictures. I'm like, who's doing social media here? There's a picture of this white Mike Brown guy. It's not me.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah, do you have any last words?
Oh man!
Before
yeah.
you die, just
yeah,
kidding.
I want to give a shout out. Oh, okay,
end.
For tonight.
No, don't.
Okay, real quick, just to touch on Corinne's thing.
Please touch on my face.
Please diddle her thing.
If anyone wants. Sorry, so funny. I also sent her. This is how real this whole monogamy whatever thing is on my mind. Like I was actually a few weeks before looking at a chart of the different types of open relationships. And I remember I sent it to you. I sent you a picture like, yo, this shit is real.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm interested. What chart? What were the different types?
It's like
it's a Venn diagram.
Because it's like you can have open where you're open and you're totally honest with each other. You
right.
can be open and have
don't ask, don't tell kind of openness.
I mean, it's really deep. Like you can have another boyfriend, another girlfriend, and me too. Or we both have the same
right. Because people negotiate different rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really
where did you
really
find
deep.
This chart?
I'll send it to you.
I would be interested to see it.
It's good. It's really good to know. But all I want to say is, yeah, it was great. You know, I think we should do this again. We should also do the podcast again. Celery for everybody. Celery for everybody. Yo, Mike Brown on Twitter. That's it.
Not as good to throw up, let me tell you.
Well.
Oh, and in closing, I do want to say, there's a couple of things I judge people off that are kind of crazy, arbitrary things to judge people off. But
everybody has those things.
One is how you treat a dog. Like, my roommate has a dog, as we all know, Pinkerton, a minor celebrity on this podcast. So a guy is over my house, how he treats Pinkerton, and I don't let them know this, how they treat Pinkerton, now you know, but how they treat Pinkerton.
Better be nice to that dog.
Well,
he's going to bring
pops.
That dog a steak dinner next time he comes
really?
Over here.
I'm going to bring that dog some celery. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Pinkerton is going to go fuck yourself.
No,
steak.
No.
And then the number two is if I'm hungover, how nice are you? And I
how
was,
clean your toilet is. Really.
Mike's toilet, super clean, cleanest toilet I've ever vomited
that
into.
That is so sexy
thank
that
you,
you're clean.
Thank you.
I was
I
so
that,
hungover because I had not been drinking for several weeks, and I was so sick, and I was stayed. I like stayed way longer than I would want anyone who I slept with to stay at my apartment. I was there like 5 o'clock.
And I loved it.
And it was aww. So nice. Was and he like best. Made all this foodie. I couldn't even eat it, but it was like so sweet. And it was like watching Broad City, and I was like cuddling with me, and I smelled horrible. I smelled like vodka and like dirt, and like I'm like
that's
snoring.
Sweet.
I was ready
like,
to put up with a shit.
He was just
that's, you see what I'm saying? You see how
so
it comes
nice.
Full circle?
That's
so
such a
nice.
Wonderful relationship for like as a person, mm-hmm. as friends, but also like you want to fuck every once in a while. Fuck it,
let's,
fuck.
I mean, yeah,
it'll be nice.
It'll be good. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you know, yo, Mike Brown, if that's something that you're into, send me a tweet.
Yo, you have no idea how many tweets you're going to get. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's you have funny. A sexy voice, too, which on a podcast
well, thank
is super
you. Oh,
important.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah so I
sexy voice.
So, yeah, I do want to thank you ladies for having me out here because I do
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank
you,
know, you so much. Do you want to plug your shows? You have some good shows.
Big Pony Show?
Big Pony, yeah, Big Pony Show every great Monday show. At Left Field. Come to that. Anything else that I have involved, I'm involved with. See me at Yo Mike Brown on Twitter, on Instagram. Oh, thatmikebrown.com. That's the website.
All right.
A lot of things
on which it
right
says
now.
Emotionally available. I
it's all about branding.
Out.
It's all about branding. It's just me
his
and a picture of celery.
His site said emotionally available. Her site said cunt, and it was love.
And it was love.
Yeah. What? You saying into? Listen. What are we doing here, guys? Rap?
I think a romance is blooming.
A moment's blooming. Guys. You know what's gonna happen years from now? Like
what?
when you finally accept this greatness.
Uh-huh. When you finally accept Yo Mike Brown.
I'm confused though because Yo Mike Brown during this now you're saying when I accept this, but you already said that yo I wasn't looking for a relationship, so I'm a little confused, and we're gonna have to talk.
Who
about
looks
this
for it? It comes when you're not looking.
Oh, that's boy. So true.
Which is a little shit. Anyway, I just want to hang.
I agree.
Let's
I
hang.
Agree with
let's
that.
Just,
though.
Let's just hang.
I'll hang out with you.
All right.
We'll hang. I mean,
thank
we've already
guys.
Decided we'd hang. Thank you.
Tweet us at SryAboutLastNYT. Write us more emails. I'm curious to see what you thought. Sorry about last night show at gmail.com.
And follow us on Instagram. We do have a sorry about last night Instagram.
No one gives a shit about
you just
that.
Like to follow us personally. You can do that
that's
too.
Cool.
That's fine.
Christina Hutch, philanthropy gal.
Yeah. And thank you so much for listening to Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you.
Bye.